Hey, Sister Debbie.
Uh-huh.
We're out here standing outside a polling place. It's the midterms 2022 in America. I have a question for you.
Okay, I'll try to answer it.
What would you say to a sister about politics?
Oh, politics?
And the Christian. Politics, yeah. And the Christian. What would you say to a sister that's striving in the things of God? What would you say about that?
Well, one scripture verse comes to mind, you know, is that we're not supposed to be what soldier entangles themselves with the affairs of the world.
I just preached that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And we're not of this world. We're strangers, we're pilgrims, and we're supposed to be focused on things above.
Yeah.
And I also think about when Jesus says about the coins, you know, give to Caesar what Caesar's, but give to God what is God's.
I have another question for you. Could you see Paul or Peter or Jesus getting involved in the politics of Rome?
They didn't.
No.
No, absolutely not. They were about their father's business.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just had a brother text me, and he said people waste all their time in politics that's temporal, and they miss the eternal things.
Right, yeah, a lot of people put their hope in the wrong things.
Yeah.
You know, so if there's a sister out there who's political, you got to shed that.
Yeah.
And take all that extra time and effort and refocus it on the things of God.
So what would you tell a sister? Ready?
Okay.
What would you tell a sister who was really dedicated to the Lord and striving, but her husband, either an unbeliever or he's not so dedicated, and he's political? What would you tell a sister? How would you encourage her in that?
Well, I would just tell her she needs to continue being a good, godly, meek and quiet, Titus 2, 1 Peter 3, 1 Timothy 2 woman, and go about her business, pray for him, and not become entangled in that. And
yeah,
to
be an example.
I'm sorry, I got distracted here.
Yeah,
we're on the
people
street.
Are driving by.
Yep, to be an example.
To be an example. And
shining light.
Yeah, and I think one good thing to always think about is showing people around us the alternative.
Right.
So they're all caught in politics. Their hope is in the Republicans, the Democrats, the independents. Got to change things. And they see believers that live in peace and joy and calm no matter what.
I was just going to say that. We have sisters. We know that they have people in their lives that are very political and they get all wrapped up in it. And they get like really intense and upset, not the sisters, but the people.
Yeah.
And the sisters are just godly, holy women with the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is their strength.
Amen.
And the peace, the hope, the calmness, the steadfastness is a shining light.
Yeah, amen. There's no hope in politics. The hope is in Christ and the gospel. So that's what we need to stay focused on.
Yeah, amen. Praise God. Right, those are good questions.
That's what I had for you, Sister Debbie. All right.
I love it.
All right, we'll get back to what we're doing.
All right, love y'all.